This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick in for Antonia Gonzalez. 9 Democratic presidential hopefuls and 1 independent candidate are expected to take part in a 2-day forum starting Monday with Marianne Williamson and Senator Elizabeth Warren. They'll be followed in the afternoon by Senator Amy Klobuchar and Governor Steve Bullock. Organizers of the Frank LaMare Native American Presidential Forum in Sioux City, Iowa, say the event is intended to bring Native issues to the forefront. The group, Four Directions, is a leading organizer. At a press conference over the weekend, the group's co-director, O.J. Siemens, said the event is not a debate, but an educational opportunity for the candidates and the public.
First of all, voting is a foundation of all our problems. If we're not involved in the political process, our treaties, our sovereignty, housing, health care, all of that.
Siemens said the issues important to Native Americans start with participating in the political process.
If an individual knows our issues and stuff and can talk about it, that's fine. If they don't, then let us educate them. This is not anything except for we're inviting people into our home. We're dealing with not only the possible next president up here, we're also dealing with cabinet members that are going to be working one way or another with tribes.
Each candidate is given 1 hour to engage in dialogue with a panel of tribal leaders, elders, and youth to discuss issues impacting tribal communities across the United States. Topics are expected to include missing and murdered Indigenous women, energy development, and the environment. The forum continues Tuesday with Mark Charles, an independent candidate and Navajo citizen, former Congressman John Delaney, former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro, Mayor Bill de Blasio, and Senators Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris. The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe has filed a motion for summary judgment in its ongoing battle against the Dakota Access Pipeline. The tribe said the brief outlines how the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers violated federal environmental law by failing to meaningfully respond to the tribe's concerns. The tribe wants to vacate an easement that allowed for pipeline construction that would halt operations and require an environmental review by the Corps. Voice of America reports the tribe is also pushing back against plans by the pipeline's operator, Energy Transfer Partners, to double the 500 million barrels of oil flowing through the pipeline daily. The tribe has requested that the North Dakota Public Service Commission hold a hearing on the proposed expansion. Energy Partners has maintained DAPL was, quote, built to be one of the safest pipelines in the world. It has also pledged to work closely with local, state, and federal authorities during planned upgrades. Meanwhile, Bloomberg reports oil and chemical companies, including Energy Transfer Partners, have lobbied state legislatures to outlaw demonstrations near pipelines. 9 states have passed measures that criminalize trespassing near so-called critical infrastructure that includes pipelines and gas processing equipment. There's a push to get them passed in Illinois, Pennsylvania, and Ohio as well. In California, 3 officials of the Pascenta Band of Nomlaki Indians pled guilty to engaging in conspiracy to embezzle millions of dollars from the tribe and related tax fraud. The Sacramento Bee reported the tribe runs the Rolling Hills Casino. A 2017 indictment laid out what it called a 12-year looting spree to embezzle $6 million that prosecutors said was used to buy homes, cars, gold coins, and overseas trips. The 3 defendants initially denied the charges, and a trial was scheduled for next month. But on Thursday, John Crosby, a former FBI agent who was also once the tribe's economic development director, entered a guilty plea, along with his mother, Ines Crosby, the former tribal administrator, and Leslie Loesch, sister to Ines Crosby. Sentencing is scheduled for January 30th. A lawsuit against the 3 by the tribe is still pending. For National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
The National Indian Education Association is celebrating 50 years of building education nations October 8th through the 12th at the Minneapolis Convention Center. Online registration ends September 13th at niea.org. Proud to support this show.
Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.